This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Gretch, I know from my own experience that baby making is not always simple. There is a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant. And when you want to conceive, there can be a lack of understanding and resources. Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby with a set of solutions for everything from reproductive health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby. Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible, from ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits. This is baby making simplified. Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, at Target, and select CVS stores near you. That's Frida Fertility, F-R-I-D-A, Frida Fertility. Hello and welcome to Happier, a podcast where we talk about ideas for how to become happier, healthier, more productive, and more creative. This week, we are celebrating our 8th anniversary.
Yay!
Yay!
Our first episode was February 25th, 2015. As we do each anniversary episode, we will be talking about some of our most popular Try This at Home suggestions, our best happiness hacks, and some of our favorite moments from the previous 52 weeks. I'm Gretchen Rubin, a writer who studies happiness, the five senses, human nature. I'm in my little home office in New York City, and joining me today from LA is my sister, Elizabeth Kraft. And Elizabeth, it makes me so happy to do this podcast with you.
That's me, Elizabeth Kraft, a TV writer and producer living in LA. And Gretchen, I can still remember when our first episode dropped because we were in Hawaii on vacation. And I remember sitting in my hotel room and listening to the episode and then looking and seeing that like 12 people had downloaded it. And I was so excited about that. And thanks to our listeners, here we are, Gretchen, 8 years later.
Yes, thank you, listeners. You are the reason we are here on our 8th anniversary. It's so exciting.
Yes.
So before we jump in, because I'm all about the pre-orders these days, because I'm so excited to get pre-orders for my book, Life in Five Senses, I had thrown out the idea that maybe someone would write a haiku about pre-ordering, and listeners did. Here's one.
Yes, Joy wrote, "Readers pre-order. A book finds its audience. Author rejoices."
Yes, I love it. Yes. If you want, because people did seem to get a kick out of this, you could do a limerick. And it's very cumbersome to describe what a limerick is, but I think we all know a limerick when we hear it. Here's a very famous limerick from Edward Lear's A Book of Nonsense.
"There was an old man with a beard who said, 'It is just as I feared. Two owls and a hen, four larks and a wren have all built their nests in my beard.'"
Yeah, so if you feel inspired to write a limerick, limericks are often rude. Do not write a rude limerick, but if you feel like writing a pre-order limerick, I get a huge kick out of this. And if you want to pre-order and get the giant gold star, because I do so appreciate the pre-orders, if you go to happiercast.com/five senses, you can get the pre-order bonus. You can read the book excerpt. You can get links to all the retailers. And you can make me very, very happy because I really love them. Whether they are accompanied with a limerick or a haiku or not, your pre-orders make me very happy. And speaking of five senses, we have an upcoming very special episode. Every 10th episode is a very special episode. And for episode 420, we want to have hacks that people have found that use their five senses. Many people have already sent these in, but keep them coming. They are just very fascinating and helpful, kind of in all areas of life, but based on the idea of tapping into the power of the five senses. So those are great.
Yeah, I cannot wait for that episode.
I love hack roundups.
Yes. We all do.
Okay, so for our favorite try this at home ideas. Now, of course, every year we have some classics. Now, over the years, we've developed ones that we do year after year, which we evolve over time.
Yes. So in episode 411, we revealed our 23 for 23 lists. And in episode 407, we looked back on our 22 for 22 list to see how we did.
Yeah, and people love doing these lists. They come up all the time when we hear from listeners and when we're talking amongst ourselves. Similarly, the choose the one word theme for the year. This is always the big reveal. And in episode 408, we talked about our choices for 2023. Both are already turning out to be super full of metaphor and visualization and ideas. Mine is wave.
Yes, and mine is scale. And I have my scale pin, Gretch, next to me on my desk at all times to remind me of it.
And I have my wave, my postcard of the Great Wave off of Kanagawa.
Yeah, and I have my scale bracelet. So I've got it all over.
Yeah.
And then, Gretchen, every year we have a yearly challenge. So we loved hashtag walk 20 and 20, hashtag read 21 and 21. And hashtag rest 22 and 22. And this year, I think our challenge may be the most popular yet.
Yeah. Yeah. Go outside 23 and 23, which we unveiled in episode 409. Really seems like it struck a chord. Like this was something where people needed a nudge or a reminder of how much they valued it. But people have really tackle this and embrace this one. And I want to remind people that if you are excited about this, and remember, you're never behind. Join where you are. The best time to join the annual challenge is 20 years ago, or at least January 1st. The second best time is now. So if you want to follow along in the Happier app and track what you're doing in the Happier app, you can join for free with or without a subscription. And even if you already are tracking aims, you can get the Go Outside aim for free. And we are tracking the activity because this is especially for obligers who it benefits to have accountability. We are tracking activity in the Happier app. And if we reach a million entries of people going outside 23 and 23, we'll make a donation to One Tree Planted. So going outside is for you. And it will also mean that there will be more trees in the world, we hope.
Yay. Yes. I am doing my photo log every day.
Yes. You're such a good sister, Elizabeth. You're like, you got into the Happier app right away.
Okay, Gretch, coming up, we're going to talk about our favorite try this at homes from this year, but first this break. When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. LinkedIn isn't just another job board. LinkedIn has a vast network of more than a billion professionals, which makes it the best place to hire. It gives you access to professionals you can't find anywhere else. LinkedIn does all that while making the process easy and intuitive.
I know that when I've been hiring, it's really hard to do. It's really hard to find quality candidates. It's really hard to handle the process. Hiring is easy when you have lots of quality candidates, like with LinkedIn Jobs. It's so easy, in fact, that 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Gretchen. That's linkedin.com/Gretchen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. We all know that our life and our health can be improved when we eat nourishing, healthy meals, but it can be hard to maintain. With Sunbasket Meal Kits, it's easy because they take care of the details. Sunbasket offers 18 chef-crafted, dietitian-approved recipes each week with options like Mediterranean, carb-conscious, vegetarian, and keto-friendly. The recipes are quick and easy to follow, and you can enjoy a meal full of organic produce and clean ingredients that's ready in 30 minutes or less.
Try mouthwatering Sunbasket dishes like salmon burgers with lemon dill mayo and seared squash or steaks with chimichurri and harissa roasted sweet potatoes. My son Jack loves salmon and he loves the Sunbasket salmon burgers. Go to sunbasket.com/happier today to get $45 off your first order. That's sunbasket.com/happier to get $45 off your first box plus free shipping.
So every year we have these classic Try This at Homes that we repeat, but then they're the ones that are only appear once.
Yeah, and one we loved is a recent one. In 412, we talked about turning deprivation into indulgence.
Yeah, that seemed to really strike a chord with people.
Yes, it's like if you're trying not to do something, really don't do it. You know, really wrap your head around it. By like the obvious example was drinking. If you're trying not, if you're not drinking, then make a whole thing out of mocktails, for instance.
Yeah. And it was very interesting to hear how people put this to work, kind of with their own different sets of aims. Another one, and Elizabeth, I don't think we didn't see this one coming, how much it would strike a chord with people, which was to save someone's life in episode 403. We heard so many fascinating examples of how either they had saved someone's life, or then people also told us how someone else had saved their life. And then it led to all this kind of follow-on content, especially about learning the Heimlich maneuver, because so many people, like, I thought this was very unusual. It seems like many people have used the Heimlich maneuver on others or on themselves. And then other first aid people were saying how valuable it could be. So this... It turns out more people have saved someone's life than I thought. I was surprised.
Yeah, and it was also a reminder to be an organ donor, Gretch.
Yes, yes, yeah. Because of Jamie's former hepatitis C, I'm a big fan of organ donation. The other thing that was odd about that, Elizabeth, is how haunted people were by saving someone's life. I had expected that it would be kind of a very jubilant memory, but people, it was sort of a frightening memory for people. And many, that's the people I talked to that gave me the idea to talk about on the podcast said that. And then many listeners were like, yeah, it's really true. It's too much of a brush with disaster. You don't remember it fondly.
Right. People were really, made them very aware of death.
Yes.
And then, Gretchen, in 397, we talked about stop fubbing people.
Yes, new word alert.
Yes, exactly. Fubbing is phone snubbing. When you're in a social situation and you check your phone instead of paying attention to the person you're talking to. I think we are all guilty of this.
Yeah, we've all done it. It's good to have a reminder that it is not a good thing to fub people.
No.
Now, here's one that this was an idea that I loved, but I wasn't sure if other people would respond to it. And then what was exciting to me was seeing how people put their own individual twists on the idea, which is in episode 387, we talked about why you might want to create a five senses portrait of someone. But people talked about creating five senses portraits of someone as a gift, of creating a portrait of someone who's gone as a way to hang on to their memories and to convey memories to someone who is, like, to children who were too young to know this family member. Doing a five senses portrait of a place or an experience, again, as a way to kind of hang on to memories in a really concrete way. That turned out to be super satisfying, super creative. Not that hard to actually do it in a way where you feel like you really created something cool. So I got a big kick out of that one.
Yes. And that you talk about this in your book, too. For everyone who loved this idea, you talk about this in Life in Five Senses.
Yeah, I have my portrait of Jamie is in there. If you want a five senses portrait of Jamie, it's in Life in Five Senses.
All right, Gretchen, let's move on to some of our favorite happiness hacks from this year. One that has been giving all of us joy is packing cubes. We talked about them in 403.
Yeah.
I got myself packing cubes for Christmas. Then I got you packing cubes, I think, for your birthday.
Yep.
And then for Eliza and Eleanor for Christmas. So, I mean, and we've all been using our packing cubes.
Yeah. Eliza and Eleanor, they just love, like, zipping things into those little compartments. I haven't used mine yet, but I'm going to coming up. But we heard from so many people about all the different ways. I mean, you and I, we were just completely ignorant of this whole world of packing cubes.
Yeah, Sarah, my co-host of Happier in Hollywood, she introduced me. So I have to give her the credit. I didn't even know they existed, but now they feel essential.
Yes. Well, and here's something where it turned out we had loved these for a very long time, but we found out that we were doing it wrong. which is giving party crackers to guests. We talked about this in episode 401. So this is a British tradition where you have a cracker, which is a paper thing you pull apart and it makes a pop and like a crown comes out and sort of little gifties and often a riddle. It's like a holiday cracker, but we just, each of us did it ourselves. And it turns out you're supposed to cross arms and do it with the other people around the table. So we learned a little something there.
Yeah, which is even more fun.
It's even more fun to do it that way. Yeah.
And then Gretchen, in 388, the hack was to share a podcast episode with someone, which you can do. You can just copy the link and like text it to someone. It's really quite easy.
Yeah, but neither of us somehow had realized that you could just do it right from the episode, which is great. Obviously, we love it when people do that for us. So I'm trying to do it. And when you're listening to something that you know somebody would love, it's like so satisfying to send it to them right just right there.
Yes. Now I realize anytime, like if someone tells me, oh, you'd love this podcast, if they follow up with just sending me the link, I'll immediately click on it and subscribe. But if they don't send the link, then I'm just much less likely.
It is because it gets lost in the in the tumult of life. This was an idea that I loved, which was from 368 about creating a puzzle exchange, because I had gone into a coffee shop and they had a puzzle exchange in the corner. It was just like, take a puzzle, leave a puzzle. And I thought that's so perfect because puzzles are just, as long as you don't lose a piece, they're just as perfect for the next person. And usually most people who love puzzles would rather do a new puzzle than a puzzle they've already done. And this just seemed like a great solution for everyone.
Yes. Speaking of Sarah, Gretchen, she's gotten very into what she calls puzzling. And we've been listening to those thrillers. She listens and puzzles.
That's
her meditation. And then another fun hack from episode 396 was to create counter space by pulling out a drawer and putting a cutting board on it.
Yeah.
Especially in New York, there's not a lot of counter space.
Yeah. Eliza's apartment has very, very little counter space. And so I thought that was such like a clever, it's kind of like the ironing board in the hotel room.
Yes.
You're just like, ooh, I can do that right here and create more space, which we all need. Now, and then we had some big milestones for this year. We had some professional milestones. Of course, I announced my new book. I officially unveiled the title, Life in Five Senses. The book jacket, which was a whole process. The pub date, which is April 18th. Pre-order early and often, happiercast.com/five senses. And I've also announced my tour. So if you live in or near New Canaan, Connecticut, Washington, D.C., L.A., San Francisco, Seattle, Chicago, Cleveland, and New York City, of course, you know I want to wave to you on my book tour. So go to happiercast.com/tour. If you want more information. And Elizabeth, you had some big milestones too.
Yes, we had the premiere of season 2 of Fantasy Island, which is airing now. Watch it on Fox on Monday nights. We are really proud of it. Have gotten great response. That has been incredible because Sarah and I, our whole career, all we wanted was a season 2. So
we
hit that milestone.
Yes, it was sort of like an immediate milestone and then like a lifetime milestone as well. We put our podcast on YouTube. That's what all the cool kids are doing. And more people are getting their podcasts on YouTube. So if you would like to do that, we're at Gretchen Rubin. And I went on TikTok. That's been so super fun. Also at Gretchen Rubin. I always like finding a new, each of these things is a little bit different. It's a different way to talk about ideas. And so I find it really fun and creative to put ideas out in a new way. So that was
Gretchen,
really
I want to hear more about TikTok on More Happier. We'll have to talk about your TikTok experience.
Okay. Yeah, for sure.
And then there were some big anniversaries. We had the first anniversary, speaking of More Happier, our every other Saturday kicked back sister fun conversation podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. Which it feels like we've been doing it forever now. I was surprised that we just hit the first anniversary. And then it's the 5th anniversary of my book, The Four Tendencies. So that's exciting. I'm trying to do better about marking book milestones because it's very easy to forget the ta-da. And it's just fun to celebrate these little
anniversaries. What's funny about that, Gretch, is I literally feel like I came out of the womb and you were already telling me I was an obliger. So I can't believe it's only been 5 years.
I know. Really? Well, that's good. Yeah, I know what you mean. It feels like it goes all the way back to the beginning. We've had some really super exciting interviews this year. You know, I am such a gigantic fan of The Office. There's literally nothing in my life that happens where I'm not like, this reminds me of an episode of The Office. I will often say to Liza and Eleanor, stop, what moment from The Office am I thinking of right now? And then they have to guess because they also know the Office very well. So of course, it was particularly exciting for me to talk to Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsey, Pam and Angela from The Office in episode 381. But Liz, you'd already talked to Jenna Fischer because for her book, The Actor's Life, which you and Sarah talked to her and Happier in Hollywood, but I wasn't part of that conversation.
She's so great. They both are.
Oh, yeah. It was so fun.
We also talked to Matt Damon in 371 his work in Water.
Yeah.
So charming.
Yeah.
You know, every inch a movie star, as was Kevin Hart, who we talked to in 405. So funny, so charming, so authentic, as he was saying, that is his brand, is to be authentic, and he certainly was.
Yeah. It's funny, like, their voices are so familiar, and their faces are so familiar, and you're like, there you are.
Yes.
Being yourself.
It reminds me, Gretchen, of when we met Oprah, when you did Super Soul Sunday, and she was just so Oprah. We couldn't believe it.
Yeah. No, it's kind of remarkable. You're like, you're doing such a convincing portrayal.
Okay, coming up, we are going to talk about some of our favorite moments of the year. But first, this break.
We're so excited to introduce you to Great Jones. Great Jones makes high-quality, thoughtfully designed cookware that's so stunning you won't want to put it away. They have everything from Dutch ovens to ceramic dishes to non-stick sheet pans. They've got everything you want. I have the Saucy, which is a terrific saucepan. It has curved sides. It has a pouring spout. It has a lid. And it looks so elegant. It's really a pleasure just to look at it on the counter, even before we're using it.
Yes, I love all the colors.
Yeah.
They make stunning gifts that are actually useful. Weddings, housewarming parties, birthdays. It's the perfect gift for the foodie in your life. So upgrade your kitchen and replace those old rusted hand-me-downs with bold, beautiful, long-lasting pieces from Great Jones. Get started today at greatjones.com and get an extra 15% off your first order with promo code HAPPIER. That's greatjones.com, promo code HAPPIER.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. Elizabeth, right this second, I am wearing my sweater from Quince. It's the Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweater in Everglade green. It feels so great, and it came in so many gorgeous colors. I love this green.
Yeah, Gretchen, I got the same sweater in white, and I absolutely love it. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/Gretchen for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Gretchen to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Gretchen. This message is sponsored by Greenlight. When you're a parent, as we both are, you'll have your fair share of big talks with your kids. One of those big talks should involve money, and Greenlight can help with that. Greenlight is a debit card and money app made for families. You can send your kids instant money transfers, get real-time notifications of spending, manage chores, and automate allowance. Gretchen, we got Greenlight for Jack, and I love that it teaches him financial independence. Mm. He can earn money from us by doing chores and then getting money deposited into his Greenlight account. He can keep track of what he's spending.
Millions of parents and kids use Greenlight to learn how to make responsible financial choices. So stop putting off the money talk and start putting your kids on the right path. Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/happier. That's greenlight.com/happier to try Greenlight for free. greenlight.com/happier. Okay, Elizabeth, looking back at the last year, there are certain moments that are just particularly fun to reflect on. What's one of your favorites?
Well, Gretchen, I mean, my all-time favorite was from More Happier, and we had Heather Dubrow, one of the iconic housewives from The Real Housewives of Orange County, co-host with us. So we had her for the whole episode.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a life highlight for me, Gretchen. I mean, happy doesn't begin to describe.
Well, and it's funny because one of the segments on We're Happier is sometimes life lessons from the real, happiness lessons from the Real Housewives. And so, Elizabeth, one of your superpowers is your ability to manifest. And I'm like, Elizabeth has manifested a Real Housewife.
I did it again. I know. I'm like, oh my gosh, I've done it again. It's true. And I want to manifest more housewives into my life. So.
Here they come. There's a lot to choose from.
No, there's like at least, I think, over 100 of them. So,
So, all right. Okay.
That was an absolute definite highlight. What are some others?
Well, in a very different mode, I would say, you know, because I'm such a sleep zealot and I use podcasts to help me go to sleep often. I got a big kick of when we did the More Happier, when we're like, we're going to do an episode to help you fall asleep.
Yes.
And we had to like really work on speaking softly and slowly and not getting all excited. But listen, one of the fun creative things of that was like, what could we talk about that would be interesting enough to be engaging enough to like keep people from ruminating on their worries, but not so interesting that it would keep them awake? And I think we hit the perfect thing, which was you describing all the different jobs that of people who work on a TV show. Because I'm like, it's interesting, but on the other hand, it's not terribly suspenseful.
Right. Yes. And it doesn't have a lot of highs and lows. It's just sort of expositional.
But I love your like, and then a set design, you know, you talked in a very hushed way.
Yes.
That was really fun.
And then another one, Gretchen, is all of our conversations about Get Back and the Beatles.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So this is a situation where I just harangued you.
Yes, you
to
did.
Watch this docu-series about the Beatles recording Get Back. And it's really just recording of them doing it.
Yeah.
And we both just fell madly in love with it.
Yeah, no, it was the kind of thing where we couldn't stop talking about it. I went to see Paul McCartney. You were supposed to come with me, but then you ended up not being able to come. No, it just kept going and going and going. That was super exciting. But Elizabeth, by the way, speaking of you telling me what to watch on TV, Eleanor now is watching Mad Men, so I'm rewatching a lot of it with her because I'm like, oh my God, I just can't not watch. It's so
good.
I like it better the second time. She loves it.
Well, and she's so into fashion. I imagine she loves seeing the fashion.
Yeah. Yeah. It's such a great show. You told me that for years. Oh, you know, you were right. That's true. Oh, but listen, you know, one of the things that was really funny. So you were on that cruise ship doing your research trip with Sarah, like nice work if you can get it. And it's like, here I am on a cruise ship. And then bang, you just like, your internet just went out. I'm like, she's off at sea. You know, I mean, she's floated out of reach. There she is.
No,
I don't know why I thought that was very funny. Yeah.
And I was running around trying like different areas of the ship, like the internet cafe, the lounge, the here. And I just could not reconnect. Yeah. So we were not able to finish our recording that day.
Yeah. That was just very cruisey, I thought.
Yes, of course. I was at sea.
So we had so many great moments this year. And to celebrate the 8th anniversary of Happier with Gretchen Rubin, we are giving away a Happier gift set to 8 winners. You'll get one Happier mug. Elizabeth does love a mug. So, of course, we have a Happier mug. A Days Are Long pouch. And an assortment of stickers. And if you want to enter, because we do love a hack, share your best happiness hacks with us on social media using the hashtag #HappierAnniversary. We will pick our favorite suggestions and announce the winners and their hacks in episode 420, along with the 5 Senses hacks. We'll do these anniversary celebration hacks. And we will do that on March 8th. So be sure to enter before March 1st. Again, that's hashtag #HappierAnniversary. And we'll announce those.
Yay.
Yay. So let us know, what was your favorite moment from the past year? It's always so fun for us to look back. Let us know on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook. Drop us an email at podcast@gretchenrubin.com. As always, you can go to the show notes. This is happiercast.com/418 for everything related to this episode.
All right, Gretchen, it is time for demerits and gold stars. But of course, today we only have a gold star.
We only have gold stars for you, our listeners. We want to give you huge gold stars for listening and engaging. We want to give special gold stars for people who have taken to rate, review, and follow. As you know, we say it all the time. It's such a help for us. But it's all the ideas, all the questions and insights and observations and resources that people suggest. Like, there's just this endless fount of creativity from our listeners. It's just so wonderful.
Yeah, Gretchen, and just grows and grows. Yes. I mean, I would never have known there were so many tips and tricks and insights and suggestions, and we love them all.
Yeah, little family traditions, ways to use photographs. I mean, ways to reuse old textiles. It just keeps coming.
What pants to buy if you're going to be on the set in Puerto Rico for 4 months. I mean, it's endless.
Yeah. Now, if you would like to do a good deed in honor of our 8th anniversary, as we said, you can just text the link or email a friend. If you did it to 8 friends, coworkers, family members, in honor of our 8th anniversary, we would so appreciate it. Really, when we hear from people, they often will say, oh, it's my coworker who told me to listen to it, or my sister told me to listen to it, or my uncle told me that he thought that this was the kind of thing I would like. And it's so exciting. It can be a little tricky sometimes to figure out how to rate, review, and follow. So if you do want a link that will just explain it all, we'll put that in the show notes. It's not hard, but if you haven't done it before, it's sometimes easier just to follow directions than to figure it out.
Gold star to everyone.
Yes. The resources for this week. Well, speaking of the show, if you want to sign up for the show notes to get those by email, you can go to happiercast.com/preferences. There you can sign up. And Elizabeth, what are we reading?
I am listening to No One Will Miss Her by Kat Rosenfield.
And I'm reading Stay True by Wah Su. And that's it for this episode of Happier. Remember, try this at home. Send the podcast link to 8 friends. Let us know if you tried it and if you did it, and we'll give you a gold star.
Thank you to our executive producer, Chuck Reed, for another year.
Yay, Chuck.
Another year of editing out our uhs and ums and mm-hmm. and being the most patient person on the planet. And thank you to everyone at Cadence 13. Get in touch. Gretchen's on Instagram and TikTok at Gretchen Rubin, and I'm on Instagram at Liz Craft. Our email address is podcast@gretchenrubin.com.
And if you like the show, please be sure to tell a friend.
Until next week, I'm Elizabeth Craft.
And I'm Gretchen Rubin. Thanks for joining us. Onward and upward.
Gretchen, you always say the title, Life in 5 Senses, but you don't say the subtitle. And I always love your subtitles.
Oh, well, that's a great suggestion. I will start saying that. Life in 5 Senses, how exploring the senses got me out of my head and into the world. It's a little bit more of a mouthful, but then it gives people a good idea.
I feel like it tells you more what it's about.
Yeah, good suggestion. From the Onward Project.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.